From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. While many development projects are underway throughout La Crosse County, there are plenty of other initiatives keeping local officials busy this year. Today, we're talking with La Crosse County Board Chair Tara Johnson and La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot about what's in store for 2015. So in the last half, you both sort of touched on just issues in Madison and how they affect funding at the local level. Obviously, the new legislature was sworn in this week, as well as the governor sworn into his second term. So what are you keeping your eye on, and maybe what are you talking about with our elected state officials, and just how these different, you know, initiatives that could be on the horizon, like potential property tax cuts, how could those be affecting you all at the local level and us as residents? Tim Cabot?
Well, I'll just jump in, and we're very concerned, and you know, we're really trying to understand what the future is going to hold for shared revenue as well as personal property taxes, because there has been dialogue, especially when it comes to the elimination of personal property taxes that would have significant impacts to the cities, you know, just our overall operations, as well as what I find interesting, of course, at the state level is the really the focus on reducing property taxes. And we all know that for the most part, the property tax are your schools and your local government. And so the fact that we're already constrained with our levy limits, and I think overall, at least I can say for La Crosse, we have, you know, adjusted to those constraints, and we have a very creative staff and programs to still, I think, provide very high quality services at great value for what people have to pay locally for their property taxes. But shared revenue, which is this agreement, you know, a long historic agreement, I believe it was 1911 when that program was instituted, because the state granted tax exemptions to certain uses and because cities, towns, villages, and counties have to provide services to those tax-exempt uses, the state at that time said, well, we're going to provide those local governments with a chunk of the overall amount that we collect statewide. And so for a city like La Crosse, you know, a historic city, central city that's had, you know, churches and universities and hospitals for a long time, shared revenue represents about 20% of our overall budget. And at least, you know, the concern is if there are significant cuts to shared revenue, that would mean significant cuts to our local services, because, again, it really, when the state is trying to deal with property tax reductions, that all comes down to the local level. So that's one of the things that we're really trying to anticipate, and how do we prepare ourselves for that? There's really not a lot of you know, great ideas out there. It's more of, again, just trying to roll up your sleeves, working with staff, trying to figure out ways to do things more efficiently, more effectively at the local level. But at some point, the cuts, and we saw that a few years ago where there was some dramatic cuts at the local level, at some point, the reality is going to be that there will have to be cuts, there will have to be programs that are either reduced or eliminated, staff changes, those kinds of things, which, you know, I think everybody is very concerned about.
And Tara Johnson?
You know, this is coming on the heels of years of cuts already, that the erosion has been happening over a number of years in shared revenues. And in the case of the county, the funding tends to be for a wide range of services. And we have, in the past, you know, 4-6 years, we've been, local governments have been cut and cut and cut and cut. And what we have heard in Madison is that we're somehow being irresponsible. And this is a way to make everybody at the local level on up be more accountable to taxpayers. And it's so frustrating because the last time I checked, the city of La Crosse did not have a structural deficit. I know that La Crosse County does not have a structural deficit. Pretty sure the state does. So it comes, you know, for me at the local level, it really comes across from a very disingenuous point of view that somehow Madison knows better how to fiscally manage government. The evidence is not there. We have the city of La Crosse County has a better bond rating than the state of Wisconsin. We have strong fiscal policies. We have bond, you know, those good bond ratings. We have reserves. We have every indicator at the local level, both at the city of La Crosse and La Crosse County, that we are very good stewards of local taxpayer dollars. That cannot be said at the same level in Madison. And so it's not only this history of they've been cutting and reducing shared revenue, and now they're going to have the next great plan for telling local governments how to be more responsible in spending taxpayer dollars. But it comes from, you know, this position of authority where they can make that decision, but their track record is really not exemplary at all in terms of how to be fiscally responsible. So it's really frustrating, you know, just on the surface. But when you think of that historical context, it's profoundly disturbing that there would be, you know, these threats, in essence, that we're going to have to, as the mayor said, figure out more ways to tighten our belts. So we've been doing that, and we have a lot of evidence to show that we leverage our dollars very effectively. We get done with less a lot more than lots of other communities, and certainly more so than the state. So,
I mean, is it one of those things you can start, if these cuts are on the horizon, you have to start planning now?
Absolutely.
As far as what those cuts
I mean, we
do
it every budget cycle, yeah. We do it. We try, it's very hard in Wisconsin to do multi-year budgeting. The state does a biennial budget, but we have for probably the last 10 years, especially under the leadership of Steve O'Malley as our county administrator, worked really hard to do multi-year planning and try to prepare for, you know, continued decreases in shared revenue. And I'm sure this is true for the city, but the other thing we experience at the county is they expect more of us, right? The demand for services is not lessening, even though shared revenue is decreasing.
Mayor Cabot?
We do prepare and are trying to prepare for that. You know, 2015, our budget and what's happening at the state is pretty well set. But for 2016, that, you know, the governor's budget message will be coming out here sometime in the next month, and we'll start reacting to that, you know, as soon as that's delivered, because it will mean significant changes for local units of government. And I really feel, and it's interesting because of what we were just talking about a few minutes ago, all of the development projects and the collaboration and the investment that local government is trying to make and to work with our private entities and the developers and businesses to grow jobs and grow tax base, because with those positives, that's really how, especially when you look at Wisconsin compared to other states and job growth and growth in real estate values and all that, that's how you grow the resources, if you will, to provide these services. It's not necessarily by cutting, but it's by investing. And I think at the local level, as the county board chair was talking about, we have a track record of working on very successful projects. You know, and looking at the mirror, so to speak, as a local official, we need to do a better job of trying to work with the state to be a partner in these solutions and offering ideas and recommendations at the local level where the rubber meets the road. It really is you know, our responsibility to make that effort and to try even harder than we have in the past to build that relationship with the state, because there's so many great examples all around the state of, you know, collaborative projects and public-private partnerships to do these things. And if I guess that's what I would be hoping through our, like our League of Municipality Associations and, I know, the Wisconsin Counties Associations, trying to build better relationships with our state legislators and the governor, because, you know, we don't want to just stand here and stamp our feet and say, you know, woe is us, everything is you know, bad. We have to come up with solutions, but it does get frustrating at times because the proof is in the pudding, so to speak, and especially in the Cooley region, you know, we're the second, we have the second best unemployment rate in the state of Wisconsin next to the metro area of the Madison area. Our economy here is very diverse. We have growth in all those areas, and it's because of our citizens, it's because of our businesses and our community, the people here that make it so special. I think there's a lot that can be learned from in Madison, from, you know, places like La Crosse and the Coulee region, and how we can grow the whole state and how we can focus on moving everybody forward, and it, rather than, again, going through another round of, now do we cut branch, you know, do we close branch libraries? Does the county, you know, cut services to those folks who are most in need? I mean, that's the kind of thing that just gets to be very, very challenging.
So let's talk about other things besides developments that the city and county are working on. Mayor, you just mentioned the libraries, and just to remind people, you know, there was funding issues and this threat that maybe the South Branch Library could close last year or the year before. And it was asked that the county chip in some money. Where do you all stand on that?
For us, really in 2015, we've got a couple of core priority areas that we're focused on. Neighborhoods, obviously, mm-hmm. is still going to be one of those front and center, as well as we kind of talked about some of those development issues, but then some of the changes in City Hall with our restructuring, the downsizing of council, reorganizing and merging some of our departments. So those are the areas that we're really going to be focused on here in the upcoming year. When it comes to neighborhoods, the county board chair, you know, talked about the neighborhood level social workers partnering up with our neighborhood resource officers. We've already seen so much positive from the four community police officers, the two in the Washburn neighborhood, two in the Lower North Side neighborhood. We're looking to try to expand that into more parts of the city. We're going to continue to work on our housing issues and code enforcement. So really the notion of, again, addressing those challenges, because we know that, you know, our goal is to make La Crosse the number one choice, number one destination for people to live here, because that will help alleviate some of those things we were talking about earlier, transportation and parking and whatnot. And in order to do that, there are certain challenging, you know, areas in the city that we've got to address, and I really feel good about how we're addressing that. You know, the library, that issue is not resolved by any means. I think, again, credit to the library board and others who looked at making some reductions and using some other carryover and some things to get us through this next couple of years. But we still need a longer-term, more viable solution, and we're going to be looking at collaborating and partnering with the county and school district and other nonprofits to see if there's ways that we can come up with a better program there. And then one of the other things on the transportation side, when it comes to our neighborhoods, we're going to be doing an MTU circulator this year, which is basically buses dedicated to kind of the central part of the city that are going to be doing a 10-minute loop in our neighborhoods, and really trying to enhance our transit services and our ridership, again, as a way to alleviate the congestion that's in the campus area, the parking challenges not only there but downtown. So there are a lot of great things when it comes to the neighborhoods. And I'll maybe have the county board chair jump in with some others there.
Yeah, too. I mean, since these are, you know, they're city neighborhoods, but they're within La Crosse County, so
absolutely,
the county's role in all of this.
Yeah, so the county definitely believes that the strength, the health of the city of La Crosse, which is the core of our county, is imperative to the entire county. So as lots of people have heard me say, whither thou goest, right? If the city of La Crosse is strong and our core is strong, the county is going to be strong. This collaboration with the city is really not new. As I mentioned at the beginning of the hour, it does feel good that there's a new mood and new leadership in City Hall, because I think we've accomplished more in terms of collaboration in recent history. But the county knows that the city needs to be strong, and so we are, as the mayor referenced, connecting services from the county into those neighborhoods where the greatest need is. So where we have
workers.
Right. So neighborhood social workers who will work with the community resource officers at the city to be not in the admin center up in an office somewhere in the Health and Human Services building, but out in the neighborhoods and really collaborating not just with police officers and social workers, but the faith-based community and the, you know, kind of the natural networks that are in place in those neighborhoods with the neighborhood associations, so that those resources are out into especially the most fragile neighborhoods. So it'll be Powell, Pogue, Hamilton, I think lower north side, the Depot neighborhood, and really trying to connect resources for families before they need emergency services or before they need intervention. So it's really a prevention model. So that's ramping up in 15. We think by, I think, July 1, we will have those social workers on board and in place and really connected to those natural supports in the neighborhoods.
Is the county then kicking in additional funds to help with other neighborhood revitalization projects?
We committed in 2014 to the Train neighborhood revitalization, which was a very new decision for La Crosse County Board. I think the total potential there is $350,000, $250,000 from the county, an additional $100,000 hoping to leverage dollars from other municipalities, and I think the mayor has been working on that. So that was kind of our first foray into it.
And the libraries?
Yep, the libraries and just other neighborhood development, in particular on libraries. It is a complex conversation, and I think the most important thing is for us to, along with the city, to be sitting at the table and figuring out what is the solution that we want for our community. And I think this is one of those cases where it doesn't require a Madison fix. This is one that we can come up with on our own. The county hopes to be at the table in the conversation. And what makes it complex is that the county has a library system, and we tax county residents who do not live in the city for the services that they get through the county library system. So there are issues like double taxation. We have to avoid those things, and we have to be respectful of the state statutes that gives authority to library boards, both the city library board and the county library board. They really have the authority for making decisions about dollars. So I'm hopeful that we'll be sitting at a table during 2015 to figure out a longer-term solution for libraries. I mean, the issue is this, is the South Branch Library going to stay open or not? But I think it is a great opportunity to look at how do we collaborate and solve this problem, but can it be a model for other things?
La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot and La Crosse County Board Chair Tara Johnson were talking about projects underway this year within the city and county of La Crosse. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio and La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Stroob, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links to our archives and photos, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.